Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, is a largely forgotten performer. His successes came in the midst of change in American music. He was part of the change.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Rhythm was all the rage in the 1920s, and so were rhythm songs. The best of them were rhythmic and sang about rhythm. Their lyrics were about themselves, about rhythm, and the songs had a drive and a bounce that helped to create the distinctive sound of the decade. Here are two of the best of them: Harry Reaser's Novelty Orchestra with Crazy Rhythm and Don Redman's orchestra, I Got Rhythm.
Crazy Rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy Rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he is no brow, and it's a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy Rhythm, you've gone crazy too. Thank you.
Harry Reaser with Joe Meyer, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Irving Caesar's 1928 Crazy Rhythm, and Don Redman's Orchestra with George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 I Got Rhythm. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Edwards was born in Hannibal, Missouri in 1895 and taught himself to play ukulele to attract customers when he had a paper route. He took to the road in small-time vaudeville and eventually made his way to New York, where his career flourished. In 1924, he appeared on Broadway with Fred and Adele Astaire in Lady Be Good, George and Ira Gershwin's first show together. In the middle of the story, he introduced what may be the most important rhythm song of all. This is Cliff Edwards with Fascinating Rhythm.
There's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking, just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Cliff Edwards with the Gershwins' Fascinating Rhythm. Fred and Adele Astaire were the stars of Lady Be Good. Like Edwards, they recorded several songs from the score, one of which became associated with Fred throughout his career, even though he never sang it in the Broadway production. Adele married and retired from show business, and Edwards' career faded in the 1930s as styles changed. But Fred kept on going. Fred and Adele Astaire with Fascinating Rhythm and Hang On to Me.
Think of doing
Fred and Adele Astaire and George Gershwin at the piano, Fascinating Rhythm and Hang On to Me. The rhythmic songs of the 20s were perfectly suited to the kind of percussive, jazz-driven melodies that George Gershwin was writing at the time. He shaped them, and they shaped him. Regardless of tempo, these rhythmic songs were part and parcel of the decade right from the start. George Gershwin plays On My Mind the whole night long, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra follows with I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise.
Thank you.
George Gershwin, On My Mind the Whole Night Long, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. The Roaring Twenties didn't really take off until the decade was well underway. It's a stretch to say the Cliff Edwards got the decade moving, but his light, jazzy style gave it impetus and momentum. The ukulele, the jazz-inflected singing, and the high, light voice helped to shape what was coming. From 1920, Cliff Edwards with his hit recording of I Used to Love You, But It's All Over.
I used to love you, but it's all over. All over now. Yes, it's all over town. How you threw me down. You shouldn't let that funny kind of talking go round. You've had your chance, but now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. That you did, that I used to forgive. You'll never change, babe, as long as you live. I used to love you, but it's all over. All over now. Beat it, son. That kind of funny talking go round. You had your chance, but now it's all over. But I'm gonna get along somehow. All the things that you did that I used to forgive. Honey, you ain't gonna change, you know it, just as long as you live. I used to love you, but it's all over. Yes, it's all over now.
Cliff Edwards with Albert Von Tilzer and Lou Brown's I Used to Love You, But It's All Over. The image of a crooner in the 1920s who strummed a ukulele as he sang stems from Cliff Edwards' popularity. A tenor with a 3-octave range, he didn't sound like the romantic baritones who came later. He rode the surface of a song with a jazzy rhythmic beat. The touch was light and sure as he performed and recorded many of the top songs of the 20s. Even the sad songs sounded happy. Cliff Edwards, Somebody Stole My Gal.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say she was leaving. The kisses I love so, he's getting them all now, I know. Oh, gee, I know that she would come back to me if she could see her broken-hearted, lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal. Somebody kisses I love so. He's getting them all, now I know. And gee, I know that she would come on back to me if she could see her broken-hearted, lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal.
Cliff Edwards with Leo Wood's 1922 Somebody Stole My Gal. It took a while for the Roaring Twenties to get going after World War I ended. Prohibition had to start, the doughboys had to come home, we had to endure labor unrest, unemployment, the Red Scare, recessions, and more. But eventually prosperity returned, we dismissed the League of Nations, and we started the party. Cliff Edwards, You're So Cute, and Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.
I feel so happy, my brain's in a whirl, and I'm getting dizzy over one wonderful girl. I call around at her house two or three times every day. I look right in this lady's eyes, and here's what I say, you're so cute. Mama, mine, a substitute I've been trying to find. I've been looking all over town, picking them up and just laying them down. Every time I get you in my arms, I just feel divine. Ever since I was a little lad, I've been wanting you so bad. You ain't been gotten, but you can be had. Cute, pretty mama of mine, quit kidding. Cute, pretty mama of mine.
That's my baby now. Who for should she be, sir? Nobody else but me, sir. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. By the way, when we meet the preacher, I'll say with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Who's that coming down the street? Who's that looking so petite? Who's that coming down to meet me here? Sweetest who you've ever seen, and you know exactly who I mean. You can tell her miles away from here. That's my baby now. By the way, when we meet that preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Cliff Edwards with his own You're So Cute, and Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In addition to Broadway, Edwards was a top draw in vaudeville and headlined at the legendary Palace Theater. He'd begun making recordings as early as 1919 and continued through the 20s with some of the most popular songs of the day. Here's his very first recording, followed by one of his best known, I'll Buy the Ring and Change Your Name to Mine, and Hard-Hearted Hannah.
Every boy who has a sweetheart has a pet name for his gal. Some like a name like Ruby, others like a name like Sal. But my sweetheart's so beautiful, no pet name can I find. And I've thought the matter over and then made up my mind that I would love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses fade when wintertime is here. I'd love to call you Daisy, but daisies always tell what sweethearts like to whisper in your ear. Say I'd love to call you honey, but honey runs away. I much prefer a name like clinging vine. And if I call you buttercup, the dandelions might eat you up. So I'll buy a ring and change your name to mine. Say I'd love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses fade when wintertime is here. Say I'd love to call you Daisy, but daisies always tell what sweethearts like to whisper in your ear. Call you honey, but honey runs away. I much prefer a name like clinging vine. And if I call you buttercup, little old tater bugs might eat you up. So I'll buy a ring and change your name to mine.
Bye. of your cold refrigerating mamas. Brother, she's the polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, that's her delight, they say. Why, she's so cold you'd even get pneumonia from her breath. She kissed an Eskimo and the fool froze to death. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
Cliff Edwards with William Raskin, Ed Rose, and Jack Mills, 1919, I'll Buy the Ring and Change Your Name to Mine, and Milt Ager and Jack Yellen's 1924, Hard-Hearted Hannah. Hard-Hearted Hannah features that thing that Edwards often did. He went up to the top of his range and played with a melody, using nonsense syllables rather than words. It's been described as using his voice as if it was a kazoo. He called what he did Ethan. When other performers began to copy it or even discovered it on their own, it became known as scat singing. Louis Armstrong first scatted in 1926, but Cliff Edwards made these recordings in 1922 and 1923. Irving Berlin's Homesick and James P. Johnson and Cecil Mack's Old-Fashioned Love.
Until it ends, I've got that old
old-fashioned love in my heart, and there it shall always remain. My love is like the ivy vine, cling a little closer all the time, through the years, joy and tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. Change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart.
Cliff Edwards' Homesick and Old-Fashioned Love. Usually Edwards sang other people's songs, always with the ukulele, often with Ethan, and regardless of changes in musical styles, always in the same light, croony way. During these same years, he was also writing his own songs, at the top of his fame and when his career began to slip, and always in the same style. From 1927, Losing You, and from 1933, I Want to Call You Sweet Mama.
Pretending that you don't know, but dear, you do. Just like a happy day that's ending, our sweet romance is ending too. I'm crying 'cause I know I'm losing you. I'm sighing 'cause I know I'm losing you. Though you say no and smile at me, it's just a smile of sympathy. I've tried to make you happy, honest, true. Instead, somehow I know I made you blue. My heart is aching, breaking in two, 'cause I know I'm losing you. Your love don't thrill me like it used to do. I've got the feeling that I'm losing you. Although we pet, I understand what love I get is second hand. I hate to lose you, honey,
got so used to all the things you do. I'll have to start all over anew, 'cause I know I'm losing you.
Say about the best thing I could do would be to fall in love with you. I've had a lot of girlies on my list, I just claimed quite a few. Some were short and some were tall, a pet name each one I would call. But they were mild names like angel child names, you got the cutest name of them all. I want to call you sweet mama, you're like a mama to me. Ever since I met you, I've been calling you baby. Now don't you think it's proper for you to call me papa? I always want you to be near me. You made a hit with me, dearie. Maybe pretty baby, that's a pretty name. You're a pretty baby, dear, but just the same. I want to call you sweet mama, 'cause you're just like a mama to me. Idea of me doing all the work. Why don't you pick on that guitar?
Yeah, man. Why don't you play that full fiddle of yours?
Say, I just want to call you sweet mama. You're like a mama to me. Ever since I met you, I've been calling you baby. Now don't you think it's proper for you to call me papa? I always want you to be near me. You made a hit with me, dearie. Maybe pretty baby, that's a pretty name. You're a pretty baby, dear, but just the same. I want to call you sweet mama, 'cause you're just like a mama to me.
Cliff Edwards with his own songs, Losing You and I Want to Call You Sweet Mama. By 1929, Edwards was in Hollywood and beginning to make movies. One of his first was also MGM's first musical, The Hollywood Review of 1929. He sang a recent song by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed, recent but not new. Nobody knows exactly when they wrote it, but it was part of a score for a stage musical in Los Angeles at least a few years earlier. They gave it a dusting off for Edwards to sing in a poncho as the rain poured down. This is Singing in the Rain.
Deep bum ba dum deep bum, addie dee dum bum bum, ee dum bum bum. Oh, I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? 'Cause I'm living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Just singing, singing in the rain.
Cliff Edwards singing in the rain. Edwards continued to make movies for several more years, but he was playing supporting roles and his career was on the skids. When Walt Disney wanted him for a part in 1940, nobody knew how to find him. He was an obscure name in old programs. But for a short time, once again, everybody knew who he was. Who he was the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Disney's Pinocchio. And what he sang was this.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this, they have the power to make a wish come true.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Anything your heart desires will come to you.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Cliff Edwards with Lee Harline and Ned Washington's When You Wish Upon a Star. Edwards' career was linked to the happy-go-lucky, jazz-infused sound of the 20s. When the world darkened, so did his career. But without him, the 20s would not have sounded so full of play and pizzazz. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.